the best in internet talk radio.
A mind-bendingly ingenious plan to control the universe.
We're building the best internet talk radio on the planet. TalkZone.com. And now, back to Jim and Randall for more Lawyers Who Needs Them.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And another question from one of our loyal listeners, Paul from Clearwater, Florida, writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what is double indemnity?
Double indemnity is a provision in a life insurance policy which allows double the face value of the policy in the event of an accidental death.
Okay.
This is an extra premium. You pay an additional premium for double indemnity. In other words, if you have a policy that would pay you $5,000,
right,
if you died a natural death, like from listening to our program,
that's absolutely natural, or
exhaustion or something like that, you know, that would be, you get the $5,000.
Right.
But if you're in, you're walking down a street and a safe falls out of a building on top of your head, and as a consequence,
you're dead.
You're dead. They don't even blot you up.
Right.
And then you'd get $10,000 if you paid the premium, the additional premium for a double indemnity rider or endorsement.
Okay, so folks, if you have a, if you are accident prone, take the rider.
Absolutely.
buy the premium.
Take the ride.
Pam from Jacksonville, Florida, right? So we got another one. Jacksonville, one was Clearwater. Here's Jacksonville. Dear Jim and Randall, under what conditions can a judge be removed from the bench?
Well, it's very difficult.
Because they're nailed down.
Well, that's right. Well, they sit there so long, they actually grow into the chair. But they can be removed for, immorality, taking bribes, drunkenness, but not incompetent. Let me say this to you.
Not incompetent.
The one thing you're not going to get them off the bench for is lack of intelligence or lack of competence.
Right.
I mean, that's...
They're exempt.
They're exempt
from that.
That's right.
That's right.
I mean, qualifications was never a qualification.
Right, exactly. You have to understand that.
That's right. It's like the recommendation the guy wrote for an employee who wanted to get another job, and he said he's qualified for anything of which he's capable. And that's what... That's about the same with judges. So don't say you can remove him because he reaches bad decisions and does a poor job in that respect.
Right.
Very, very hard. But obviously, subject to bribes, if he's an alcoholic, if he's on drugs, if he doesn't do his job, he doesn't show up, he cavorts with women of ill repute, then you can get rid of him. Okay?
Boy, that's a list. But remember, competence is not one of them.
That's right.
All right, folks, it's time for this week's Simon Hart Award. This week, Simon Hart Award goes to Peter Doolittle. He is charged with stealing the safe and $34,000 worth of jewelry and electronic equipment from local county judge Mark Johnson's home.
Our information has it that Doolittle also stole Johnson's bank account information. Later that day, he tried to make a withdrawal from Johnson's account at Republic Bank. The only problem was that the victim's stepmother was the bank's branch manager. Some guys will do anything to get a toaster.
You really have to go out of your way to win this award. And
you
these
really
people do every week.
That's right. They're getting. We have some people who have reached the absolute pinnacle of stupidity.
That's right. Absolutely. And speaking of stupidity, it's time to introduce our crack crew. Of course, our orchestra leader, Professor Stanley Staccato.
Our meteorologist, Gail Force.
Our sports reporter, Crash Dugenhausen.
Our studio engineer, rollicking Randy Meyer.
Our producer, Chris Confounded-All Cartwright.
Our sound effects specialist, Horatio Heart Attack Wingate.
Our technology advisor, Miss Laverne Lazarino.
Our legal historian, Sir Edward Faversham III.
English fellow?
Very English. Oxford, you know.
Really?
Yes, always wears the shoes.
Our hair and makeup specialist, Miss Georgia Peachbuzz.
Our medical advisor and professor of proctology, Dr. Seymour Guts.
Of course, our director of impressionism, because we always want to make a good impression, Mademoiselle Camille Au Contraire.
Our Italian limo driver, Mario Just in a Time.
Mario Just in Time. He gets us to the studio each week.
Just in a time.
Well, folks, you've survived another hour. on lawyers who needs them. Of course, we don't know that.
We don't know.
They may be dead in front of their radio.
Absolutely.
But we hope you had a good time. Please be kind to your neighbors. Have a great week. We'll talk with you next week. And remember, folks, no matter what happens, don't sweat the small stuff.
And remember, folks, it's all small stuff.
That's all, folks.